This is the Composer's Datebook for December 11th. I'm John Zeck. The Great Depression put many Americans out of work, and in 1935, President Roosevelt's government created the Works Progress Administration, putting some of the unemployed back on the job on various public projects. A federal music project was also created for unemployed musicians, and 34 new orchestras were created all over the country. American composers weren't neglected either. A program called the Composers Forum Laboratories showcased new chamber works and invited audiences to offer their feedback and comments directly to the composers involved. On today's date in 1935, at the 7th Composers Forum Laboratory held in New York, Henry Cowell was the featured composer and took questions and comments from the audience at the Midtown Community Center on Park Avenue, following the premiere of his string quartet No. 3. Typical of a laboratory situation, this chamber piece was highly experimental. Cowell conceived it as a kind of musical kaleidoscope or crazy quilt in which 5 predetermined musical patterns can be played in any order. Cowell called this work his mosaic quartet, and theoretically no 2 performances would ever be the same. America's entry into World War II eventually brought all the WPA's musical projects to a close, but not before federal music project orchestras had premiered a number of new symphonic works by American composers, and dozens of new chamber works, like Cowell's quartet, had been performed and discussed at Composers Forum Laboratories. For more on the Federal Music Project and other experimental works by Henry Cowell, you can check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composers Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.